Your new book mentions what to do when something goes wrong, because you've said before you now have the opportunity, I'm paraphrasing here, but to totally mess up in front of about the largest audience you'll ever have. What do you do when that happens?
Very true, and everyone's going to do it. You know, it's not a question of if you're going to do it, you're going to do it. You're going to mess up. And the key is to make sure that when you do it, you were the first one out there with, you know what, hey, we screwed up. We just found out that we messed up. We want to be aware that we're doing it. You want to get in front of the situation. Once you get in front of a situation that you've screwed up, you can then focus on making it better. And as soon as your audience knows that you're aware of it and you're doing something to fix it, you have the opportunity to make it better. American Airlines right now is involved in a crisis because they lost a cat. Someone was shipping a cat and they lost it. And they said, yeah, we'll see what we can do. And then apparently people never heard back from American Online. Well, the Facebook group about saving this cat now has like 17,000 people in it. That's 17,000 people who are probably not going to fly American Airlines anytime soon.
What about in the sense of a student? The student does something wrong. They botch a job interview. They don't do the right thing at their internship. How do they make good?
It's going to happen. The best thing they can do is to come clean and say, you know what, dear so-and-so, I just want to let you know I screwed up, and I am well aware that I screwed up. Well, I don't expect you to give me another chance or give me a job back. I just want to let you know that I'm using this as a learning experience. Even though I screwed up and even though, you know, I'm no longer with you, I just want to let you know that this didn't go unnoticed and I have learned from it. And I want to say thank you for the opportunity I had. And I hope to improve. No one ever dies from being humble.
A great thing to remember, as we're all always learning. We've been talking about the college students, but part of our audience here are faculty members. What are your best strategies for them with new media to market classes and ideas?
Yeah, I mean, you know, faculty can sort of do the same thing. You want to keep a real fine line between your online presence, your professional and personal online presence. Basically, remember the fact that everything you do, everything you post online, no matter how private your security settings, anything you post online can come back to get you. So you really want to be aware, you know, what you're doing online, what you're posting. It's a question of being smart. I've never met a security setting that can just be stupid.
I love that. A great thing to keep in mind. Before we run out of time, please tell me a little bit about your presentation for the New Media Expo in Los Angeles in November.
Sure, for Blogworld. I'm keynoting Blogworld, and the concept of what I'm keynoting is really the concept that social media no longer exists. What does exist is this new revolution, where you can, with just one tweet, one post, one anything, really start to change the world. You know, from a customer service perspective, it really is all about, if you provide stellar, tremendous, amazing customer service, you are not going to have a problem with your PR, because people you're providing that customer service to are going to do your PR for you.
And the college students who are going to be coming to the New Media and Blog World Expo could probably apply that to their own searches for, as we said before, internships, jobs, anything of that nature.
No question about it. I look forward to having them stop by and say hi to me.
Before we wrap it up, and thank you for your time, what would you consider the most important lesson you've ever learned from being, as they say, a small business evangelist on social media?
You're never as big as you think you are. And never, ever, ever start believing your own press. Stay humble, stay quick. The best compliment I can get is someone comes up to me and says, you know, I really didn't expect much, but wow, where the hell did you come from? That's the greatest feeling in the world.
And finally, I didn't say a word yet about a year to 10%. How are you doing with the goals on that?
I am getting pretty darn close. I just had a weigh-in yesterday. I was about 207, 207.5. The goal is around 190 192 by the end of the year. That'll really get me to 10% body fat. I have a whole new love in my life for protein, and the few 2 seconds that I have to get carbs per week are not on there. You have a new love for those few carbs that you actually are allowed to have.